is Andrew Phipps, and I hope you're ready for our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcast today. It's always a great opportunity. We consider it a very special delight to be invited into your home or your place of viewing. Thank you so much that you would do that. I believe today's program will be one that you can thoroughly enjoy. If you'd like to remind a neighbor, a friend, relative, this might be a good time to do that. And sometimes it's easy to forget. And I realize there is a multiplicity of programs, channels, so to speak, that you can watch. But thank you. Hopefully you'll keep the dial right where it is today. And we're excited about what we have to offer. I believe that in today's program, not only are we going to have a great song or two, but we're going to have some information that we believe will be viable, that it will be pertinent, relevant, that hopefully that it will provide a means of helping you. If we can do that, then we feel like that we have accomplished part of our mission. I just feel that overall, that in this time when there is so much spiritual darkness in the country, spiritual wickedness, when there is so much that we see today that seems to be so eccentric, that is palatable only to those who we would consider to be kind of the people that want to obliterate our traditions and try to bring reproach upon Christ and His work, His church, and people that are of goodwill. There are people out there that are trying to do their best to bring America into what we could call a third world type country. And they can do it if we, as Christians and people that believe the right way, don't take our job seriously. We have a job to do. The Bible says in Romans 13, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power except it be ordained of God. Goes on to say, for rulers are not a terror to the good, but to the evil, and they bear the sword not in vain. And so the Lord set up the government, the idea of a government, a delegation of powers. The founding fathers reached down into this type theology, and they made it the bedrock of our Declaration and Constitution, the principles that were infused in these documents. If you read them, you cannot overlook the importance of what the founding fathers wanted to be, that it would be something salutary, something good that we could hold on to for generations. They called it posterity. So today, this program is going to be one of your favorites. Let's get into it right now. Like to include a good song in every program, and I know that in many areas maybe you don't get this kind of singing, other areas do, but I think a good song just helps us. You know, over in the Psalm chapter 137, when the Jewish people were in captivity, their captors asked of them mirth. They asked them to be happy when they hear they are in captivity. Then they said, why don't you sing us a song? And verse 4 said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But today we do have a good song. And for those of you that like the Cathedral Quartet, the George Younts, Glenn Payne, and that group years ago, they're going to sing for you one of their favorites. And I believe that Danny Funderburk wrote this one, says, Somebody touch me.
Many years ago in darkness, as he groped along the streets, with his hand stretched out for pennies or for just one by two each. It's a story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way. Well, the master's touch, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say, had labored not in vain. Like the story of that crippled man, I too was found myself. But since my master came, oh, praise his name, thank God, I now can say, oh, somebody touch me, somebody.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Friends, if this program does anything, I hope that it serves as an encouragement type media to help us all to be involved. I think it was the late Dr. B.R. Lakin that was buried up there at Lynchburg, up there where Jerry Falwell and his wife are buried. And Dr. Lakin said, if you don't want people to talk about you, he said, have nothing, know nothing, and do nothing. So if you don't want to have anything said, I guess you just do what's comfortable, just be placated where you are. But if you're one of those that wants to speak to the issues, that wants to cry aloud and spare not, as the late writer said, Jeremiah, then you're going to be subject to criticism. People will take pot shots at you and so on. But that goes with the territory. I believe it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon who said that if you stop to throw a rock at every dog that barks at you on your journey, you'll never get to where you wanted to go. So we take criticism or whatever with a little grain of sand. You know, the Lord was not only vilified, he was crucified for our sins. He that knew no sin became sin for us, took on the agony of sin, and he was obedient even unto the death of the cross. So for us as followers, for us to take a little criticism, that's nothing. The Apostle Paul listed all the things that happened to him, but yet called them light afflictions. So today we have a big job to do, and that's try to reach out and help our families, our communities, our areas, stand for the right, stand for decency. Let's vote for people that we feel will do the job, people that are able, people that have the right attitudes about things. We don't want people that want to destroy our economy, that want to open all of our borders and be infiltrated by violent rogue groups and by cartels and people that may do us harm. We must do better than that. We have to be vigilant. We have to be sober. And we have to know where we get our source of information. The best place is the infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God. Secondly, we need to talk to the Lord as much as possible through prayer. Meditate upon him and have a conversation. Tell the Lord how you appreciate his kindness and good to you. And if you draw nigh to him, he said that he would draw nigh to you. Right now, we have some good material. You need to see this. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. And Dr. John Hamlin made a statement that I think needs to be heard. He said, one reason I stress old-time religion, one day I'll be gone. And I don't want my four grandchildren to have a church that looks like a nightclub, a preacher who behaves like a reject from a boy band, and a faith that has the shallowness of a new marketing slogan. I think that needs to be heard. I think we need to remind ourselves of what a church is and what its function is and what its purpose. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. We were never to be conformed to the world, but we were trying to get the world to be more like the church. And I hope that you have a great day. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and many times those of us in fundamental circles are often quick to, quote, the late Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon said this, "Sin and hell are married unless repentance claims the divorce. Sin and hell are married unless repentance claims the divorce." I think you have to understand some theology there. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Many times we hear almost nothing about repentance, but not only is a repentance defined by the changing of the mind, but why we change our mind. We must have the gospel that shines the light on the need of repentance. The Bible will do that. The Word of God is sharp and powerful, and it will illuminate us to the fact of our lost, depraved condition. And then it's when we turn to Christ and believe and take Him at His Word. And this is Andrew Phipps, and I hope that you have a great day.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, "Whoa." He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, "One of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing and there ain't no fields to plow." I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them in, Mom said, "Son, you know old Rivers died. They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me."
This has been an exciting program, hasn't it? Thank you. Thank you that you would invite others to share in it. And wherever you are viewing, be sure that you allow the station to know that if you enjoy this kind of programming, well, hopefully that will be a benefit, that it'll be a positive. And I don't know about you, but I've always been patriotic, and I believe that America is an exceptional country. Sure, we've had our warts. We've had our faults. We've committed failures, and we're still paying for some of those. But I think overall, the attitude of being an American, one that believes in decency, one that believes that we should not usurp other people's goods and take stuff, and that we at least adhere to the basic tenets of telling the truth and being punctual, being loyal to your family and friends, not looking to the government for handouts. The government didn't create our families. John Kennedy said it. I've mentioned it several times. He said our rights didn't come from the generosity of the state. They came from the hand of God. Woodrow Wilson said our nation was born a Christian nation. I believe it was Gerald Ford, the 38th president, said Christianity has always been a part of Americana. So we have to do what we can while we can to make sure that we don't lose this country on our watch, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Audie Murphy enlisted into the U.S. Army in 1944 and rose through the ranks quickly, becoming a staff sergeant at just 18 years old, having already survived a German ambush. He also received the Bronze Star for destroying a tank with grenades, and his first Silver Star was awarded in Europe when he killed four Germans at a machine gun position. He also earned a battlefield commission to second lieutenant. One of Murphy's most incredible stories happened when German soldiers took out a US M10 tank. Murphy ordered his men back and staying alone shooting whilst also directing artillery fire. He jumped up onto the burning tank to fire its 50 caliber machine gun for over an hour and only stopped when he ran out of ammunition. He killed and injured over 50 Germans and received the Medal of Honor for his actions that day. Murphy was medically discharged with the rank of first lieutenant and was the most decorated soldier of World War II. He went on to be a successful film actor, and in 1971, he was killed in a plane crash, aged just 45.
And friends, remember, once again, we have a website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. If you'd like to order our book, It's Always a Struggle, But, that will provide you the vehicle to do that. Secondly, if you'd ever like for us to come into your area, give us a phone call. If we can work out the particulars, who knows what might happen. Also, we thank you for telling others about the program. Our goal is to try to help in a situation where our nation has been under attack. I'm pro-police in the sense that I fight for the men and women that wear the blue. I believe that we need to have law and order in the country. We can't do things otherwise, like anarchy. But I want you to know I'll look forward to being with you next opportunity. But until then, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps. Have a great day, and God bless you.